This is WLRN News, and I'm Jessica Bakeman. A few dozen students walked out of Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School on Friday as part of a national protest marking the 19th anniversary of the Columbine shooting. Since February 14th, students have missed a lot of class. I talked to four students who said it didn't matter too much to miss another day for the walkout because much of the year has already been lost. You're about to hear Sophie Whitney, Alex Wind, Lex Michael, and David Hogg.
It just doesn't feel like school anymore. Like, the teachers weren't ready to come back from this, and neither were the students. Some teachers are trying to focus on doing more work, some aren't. Everyone's getting through this in a different way.
Everyone is going at their own sort of pace. We're all standing together. You know, teachers are saying, if you need some extra time, you can have it. Students are saying to the teachers, if you need anything, we're here for you.
I've missed a lot of school recently. I mean, no one really has the mindset for it. One of my teachers said that they should have just let us graduate already. I feel like we're missing out on like things that we were supposed to do. But at the same time, I feel like I would have a hard time doing those things.
Imagine living through a plane crash, having to get on the same plane every day, and not having the actual problem with that plane fixed, and having thousands of other planes with the exact same problem and not knowing which one's going to crash next, and having to learn on that plane.
You just heard Sophie Whitney, Alex Wind, Lex Michael, and David Hogg, four students at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. I'm Jessica Bakeman, and this is WLRN News.